بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. So we have seen in our previous class ولله الحمد some of the benefits of knowledge and the benefits of seeking knowledge. And we have seen several different virtues of the people of knowledge, from those who are students and likewise those who have reached a high status to become ulama, and that the people of knowledge in general, they have a lofty status and rank in this life and in the hereafter. A lofty status and rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have seen likewise in our previous class that the Salaf, our pious predecessors, they were well aware of the importance of knowledge and the virtue of knowledge. And because of this, we have seen examples from them, how they were diligent and ready and able to bear great hardship in the path of learning and seeking knowledge, and that one of them would travel far distances in days and nights just to learn one hadith, or even just to review a narration that one would already know. And we have seen the examples of this in the previous class, walillahi alhamd. And likewise, barakallahu fikum, we have seen that from the virtue of knowledge, that even before an individual, he obtains a great portion of that knowledge, it is still beneficial for him. Just the fact that he has the desire and he hopes to obtain it, and he knows that that is the path that he has to learn. It's an obligation upon him to know his Lord and to know his deen and the paths of mercy and goodness that lead to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He knows that it's an obligation and he desires to learn so that he can comply. Just having this intention and setting out on this path in reality is a path to paradise. So therefore, this is a clear clarification of the virtue of knowledge. That just setting out on the path to learn it with a proper intention, a person who will be set on a path from the paths of paradise. And likewise, my noble brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you and increase you in good in this life and in the hereafter. From the clarification of the virtue of knowledge, is that the one who seeks its sincerity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, although this knowledge is heavy, and seeking it sometimes can be difficult, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate that way for him, and he will make it beloved to him, and he will make it easy for him, and he will be able to bear it by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he will even strive to seek an increase in that. And this is all from the virtue and the grace of Allah upon the believers and upon those who seek to learn Subul As-Salam. And they all seek to learn, those who seek to learn the ways that lead to the pleasure of their Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate for them the learning and make easy for them and light for them obtaining the knowledge. And likewise, we have seen in our previous class, alhamdulillah, that from the virtue of knowledge, likewise, is that the one who is sincere with Allah and he is truthful and that search for knowledge, Allah will make that knowledge beneficial for him, and he will guide him, and he will set him on a path, and he will guide him to the beautiful speech and upright actions and conduct and manners, and he will guide him before that to that proper creed that is beneficial for him in this life, and that will guide him to the paradise and to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is a clear clarification of the virtue of knowledge. Likewise, we have seen from the virtue of knowledge is that the angels, they honor the student and they respect him and they love him and they aid him and they support him and they protect him and they supplicate for him. Rather, we have seen likewise that everything in the heavens and the earth, even the fish in the sea, even the ant in its hole, they all seek forgiveness and they make supplication and dua for the student of knowledge, pleased with what he is doing and happy with his way. And even before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sends praise and mentions the student of knowledge with good in the ranks of the nearest angels. All of this has preceded alhamdulillah, and it is clear from this issue here. What is clear from these affairs here? The virtue of knowledge. And I remind myself, my noble brothers and sisters, and you as well, may Allah bless you and increase you in good and beneficial knowledge and righteous actions in this life. that by learning this virtue and understanding this reality of knowledge and its importance, this is a means for us, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to be a zad and a provision that will help carry us on that path, so that we can maintain and we can take this knowledge as a provision to increase in our faith and our iman, and in our efforts and striving and bearing the burden of being obedient, carrying the burden of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in and day out, and learning the ways that lead to His pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the one who learns this virtue, it will help him and aid him to be steadfast and to be able to bear and to carry that burden, the burden of seeking knowledge. And it is difficult, and sometimes it's easier than others. Sometimes the dars, maybe it is long, or sometimes the information is complicated, especially for the first time or the second time on a new subject or mas'ala. But the one who is sincere, the one who perseveres, and the one who is consistent and steadfast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will facilitate for him, and He will make it easy for him, and He will bless him in that, and He will make it beneficial for him, and the creation will seek forgiveness for him. And we have seen this in our previous classes. And in this portion of the text we have left off in our previous class, whenever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لِيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْحِيْتَانُ فِي جَوْفٍ مَا, that verily the person of knowledge, the scholar, and likewise in some of the wordings, وَإِنَّ طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ وَإِنَّ طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ لِيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْحِتَانُ فِي جَوْفِ الْمَاءِ, that even the student of knowledge, likewise, everything in the heavens and the earth, they seek forgiveness for him. They seek forgiveness for him. And this will be according to his efforts and his knowledge and application. And the people of knowledge, they mention that the wisdom behind this is because it is the people of knowledge, they are the ones who know the rights. They know the rights of the creation. They know the rights of the people. The rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. The rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the animals, and the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the fish in the sea, and everything, it has a specific right, and it should be dealt with properly, and it has a purpose in life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created all of these things, and the heavens and the earth, and the fish in the sea likewise, with purpose, and He has created them with mercy, and with perfection, and ihsan, and with goodness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, He has written for them, and He has prescribed for them that they should be dealt with. This life and the affairs from the animals and everything in this life should be dealt with in a good way, and likewise with mercy. And the people of knowledge, they're the ones who know how to do that. And they're the ones who have the beneficial knowledge and the understanding of the Islamic regulations and rulings and al-ahkam al-shar'iyyah that clarify how to deal with the animals and clarify how to deal with the rights of the animals and the likes like this, and which one is able to eat and which one we are not able to eat, and how to slaughter them, and the proper manner to slaughter them and the likes like this. And all of this is from the benefit of knowledge. And it has come in our deen, alhamdulillah, that even the one who slaughters an animal, he should do it in a manner with mercy. And it has been narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a man, he came to the Prophet and he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashatu adhbahuha wa arhamuha, the sheep, I slaughter it, but I show it mercy. And I do it in a kind way, in a beneficial way that's not harmful. Because the sheep, they are created for us to benefit from their wool, and to benefit from their flesh, and to eat. And they're very beneficial for the human being. But likewise, it is from the mercy of the legislation that they will be slaughtered in a manner that is proper and good, and without harming them or scaring them. And this man, he said, I slaughter the sheep, and I show mercy to it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you show mercy to the sheep, then Allah will show mercy to you. Then Allah will show mercy to you. It is the people of knowledge, they know these rulings. It is the people of knowledge, they clarify these rulings. It is the people of knowledge, they are the ones who spread these rulings and this goodness to the earth and to the people. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has recompensed them from the same aspect of their action, by bringing good to the creation, even to the animals. Then likewise, Allah has inspired that creation and even the animals to seek forgiveness for Him. So therefore we see that the reward is from the type of the deed, from the type of the action. This has proceeded likewise in the beginning of the hadith, that the one who seeks out on a path to learn and to seek knowledge in order to apply it and draw near to Allah and seek His pleasure, as a recompense for that deed, Allah will set him on the path to paradise. And this is from the evidences of that great principle the people of knowledge have mentioned, al-jaza'u min jinsil amal, that the reward and the recompense is from the same type of the deed. And the one who does a particular type of action, he will be rewarded accordingly. He will be rewarded accordingly. But the people of knowledge, they mention a great benefit here with regards to this. And from them, Ibn Rajib al-Hanbali, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he died in the year 795, from the great scholars of hadith from the later generations. And he has a small treatise, but it is very beneficial. And it is known or titled as Warathatul Anbiya, Sharhu Hadithi Abi Darda, the Inheritors of the Prophets, the Explanation of the Hadith of Abi Darda. And this particular hadith right here, he has a treatise explaining this narration. In this treatise, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned wa aksu hadha, and contrary to this, and the scholar and the upright person of knowledge, everything in the heavens and the earth, even the fish in the sea, they seek forgiveness for the person of knowledge because of his action, and he's recompensed accordingly. But likewise, aksu hadha, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and this is a warning. And to be cautious, because the one who does not bear the knowledge properly, it can harm him, and it can be a means of fitna for him. So he says, وَأَكْسُ هَذَا مَنْ كَتَمَ الْعِلْمِ الَّذِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِأَظْهَارِهِ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ وَأَهْلُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He said, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, and opposite of this is the one who conceals the knowledge. The people of knowledge, they reveal the knowledge, they clarify the knowledge, they spread the knowledge, they do not hide the knowledge, they do not use the knowledge for a worldly benefit, and what is beneficial for them, they spread it, and what is not beneficial for them, they hide it, or what is beneficial for them, they translate it, and what is not beneficial for them, they don't translate it, but rather there is a threat for this. The one who conceals the knowledge which Allah has commanded to be clarified and to be shown and to be made known, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will curse them. And the angels will curse him. And the people of the heavens and the earth, likewise, they will curse him. So instead of seeking forgiveness for them, those individuals who bear the knowledge, but they do not carry it properly, and they do not have sincerity with the sake of, and do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they display some of it, that which is beneficial for them, and they can conceal other parts of the knowledge that is not beneficial for them and their worldly gain, then these people have the threat of the curse of Allah. Instead of Allah supplicating for them instead of Allah mentioning them with goodness and the creation supplicating for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he curses them. And everything in the heavens and the earth, including the angels, they curse that individual. Cursing him, meaning casting him away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and distancing him away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حيث سعى في إطفاء نور الله في الأرض الذي بسبب إخفائه تظهر المعاسي والظلم والعدوان والبغي. Because this type of individual who has concealed the truth, he is striving and going about through the land in order to put out the light of Allah. He knows the light of Allah, and he knows the ruling of Allah, and he knows the benefit from the knowledge and the sunnah of the Prophet, and he knows the clarification from the people of knowledge, but he conceals it. He does not reveal it. It's as if he's striving to put out the light of Allah in the earth. And whenever the light of Allah, this knowledge, is not displayed on the earth at this time, disobedience is widespread, and likewise oppression and transgression and taking the rights of others without right. Ibn Rajab, he mentioned the evidence for this. Rahimahullahu ta'ala, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّائِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions that verily those who conceal that which we have revealed from the clarification and the guidance after it has been made clear to them, or after it has been made clear to the people from the guidance from the book, then these people here, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he curses them, and so do those who curse, meaning all of the creation. وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّعِنُونَ اللَّعِنُونَ الْخَلَائِقُ كُلُّهُمْ. So all of the creation, they will make supplication against this individual for concealing the knowledge. And this is in reality from the filthy attributes of the Jews and from the filthy attributes of the Yahud, that they would conceal the knowledge after knowing the truth, and that they will use the knowledge to buy a lowly portion from this life. يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. That these people, they have done this, and they have used the knowledge of the hereafter for the lowly life of this world. And therefore, they have the curse of Allah upon them. and the curse of those who curse, and all mankind. And whenever the knowledge is concealed, the beneficial knowledge is concealed, then this is a reason for ignorance and for misguidance and for disobedience to spread through the earth. And this is the recompense of that person who conceals that light, that he will have the curse of Allah. And this is contrary to the one who teaches the people the khayr. The one who teaches the people khayr, and the one who hopes good for the people, and he's a means to bring the people from the darkness into the light, and he is the one who clarifies the haq for the people, then contrary to that, everything in the creation, it seeks forgiveness for him. And this is in accordance to his action. Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned in commentary upon this verse, and I mentioned a summarization, he says, كَمَّا أَنَّ مُعَلِبَ النَّاسِ الْخَيْرَ يُصَلِّ اللَّهُ عليه وملائكته حتى الحوت في جوف الماء لسعيه في مصلحة الخلق وإصلاح أديانهم وقربهم من رحمة الله فجوزية من جنس عمله فجوزية من جنس عمله. That just as the one who teaches mankind, who teaches the people the goodness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will send his salat upon him, meaning he will praise him in the company of the nearest angels. And the angels likewise, they will seek forgiveness for him, and even the fish in the sea, because he is hastening and he is making such effort to bring goodness to the people and to benefit the people and the creation in general, and to rectify the deen of the people and to bring the people close to the mercy of Allah. And this is his goal. He's teaching the people the goodness because he wants good for them. He hopes that they follow the way that is good so they can have the mercy of Allah and be near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they can have the aid of Allah. So because of this good intention and this great effort that he has made, then he is recompensed from the same action or the same type of his deed, and all of that creation now seeks forgiveness for him and supplicates for him with goodness. But he says, فَالْكَاتِمُ لِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مُضَادٌ لِعَمْرِ اللَّهِ مُشَاقٌ لِلَّهِ. But as for the one contrary, the one who conceals that which Allah he has revealed, then he is in opposition to the command of Allah. And he is in opposition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore he will be recompensed likewise according to his deed. وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّعِنُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will curse this type of individual. And he will curse, and so will curse him and the rest of the creation. So therefore, this is a clarification of the danger of this knowledge likewise, that a person, he has to be sincere, and that this knowledge, it is ibadah. And seeking knowledge is ibadah, rather it's from the greatest of ibadah. And it has to be for the sake of Allah alone. And it cannot be for any of the affairs of the dunya. And one could never use this knowledge for his personal gain in this life and speak about that which is beneficial for him and will gain him popularity or gain him position or rank or gain him wealth and the likes like this, and then be silent and conceal the knowledge that will not do that for him or not be a means to aid him in his worldly goals. But rather a person of knowledge who is sincere, he will speak the truth, whether it's for him or against him. And like this, Barakallahu fikum, it has been narrated from Abdurrahman ibn Mahdi. He died in the year 198 from the greatest scholars of hadith, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He said that Ahlul Hadith yarwuna ma lahum wa ma alayhim, wa Ahlul Ahwa la yarwuna illa ma lahum. That the people of hadith, the true scholars of hadith, and the true ulama of this ummah, they narrate the narrations that are for them and against them. As for the people of desires, then they only narrate the narrations that benefit them. Then they only narrate the narrations that benefit them. So this is from the ways of the Jews specifically, and likewise the people of desires, that they conceal the knowledge. And there's a threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this. So this should not be taken lightly, that the knowledge, it must be for the sake of Allah. And a believer who is setting out on that path, he will be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will take himself to account often with regards to this knowledge. Why am I learning? Why am I memorizing? Why am I studying? Why am I reviewing? And the likes like this, this is something that is very important because of the dangers of what can happen with a person if he is not careful with the knowledge, and if he does not seek it for the right reason, it could be a means for his destruction. Nas'al Allah al-afiyah wa-salama. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the next portion of the narration, and he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa inna fadl al-alimi ala al-abidi ka fadl al-qamari laylat al-badri ala sa'ir al-kawakib. Ala sa'ir al-kawakib. That verily the virtue of the alim, the virtue of the scholar, the virtue of the person of knowledge, over the devout worshiper is like the virtue of the moon on a full moon's night over the rest of Al-Kawakib, over the rest of the stars. Allahu Akbar. This portion of the narration is very beneficial for a believer to ponder over and to read some of the benefits that the people of knowledge have mentioned with regards to this. And from the beautiful way and methodology of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in teaching is that he would strike examples. And we'll find in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many examples of this. And he had darb al-amthal, that he would strike examples. Examples of things that are mushahada, that are seen, mahsusa, things that are in front of the people, they can see them. And he would make an example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with these things, with the affairs of the deen, or with the affairs of the hereafter, or with the affairs of the spiritual aspect. In this manner, he would raise the companions and he would teach them in a beautiful way. And from an example of that, this narration right here, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Inna fadl al-alimi ala al-abid." Verily, the virtue of the alim, the scholar, the person of knowledge, ala al-abid, over the devout worshipper. With regards to this statement here, we must understand what is intended by al-abid. Al-abid, al-alim, bima yabudullaha bihi. The one who is the abid here, the devout worshipper, he is the one who he knows how to worship Allah. And he's worshipping Allah with knowledge. So therefore, we should not understand al-abid al-jahil. That's not what is intended here. Because even the laymen are better than the abid al-jahil. Because he does not reach his goal, the ignorant worshipper, whether he's a devout worshipper. He is a worshipper who maybe he's not a person of knowledge, but he knows how to worship Allah. He knows the pillars of salah, for example, and the conditions of salah and wudu, for example. The worship that he does in devotion sincerely, he does it upon knowledge, meaning he does it properly. So therefore the scholar, the one who has likewise ibadah, because the people of knowledge we have seen, they fear Allah and they draw near to him with action. So likewise the alim, he has ibadah, and the abid, he has ibadah, and the abid likewise, he has knowledge, and the alim, he has knowledge, but the alim, he has more knowledge. And therefore his virtue is greater. How much greater? كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ. The virtue of the scholar and the person of knowledge over the devout worshipper, the one who worships Allah with knowledge, properly, correctly. His virtue over him is like the virtue of the moon. Of the moon, Laylat al-Badr, whenever it is full. The virtue of the moon on a full moon's night. Ala sa'ir al-Kawakib. Over the rest of the stars. Over the rest of the stars. So here we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is making a resemblance and setting an example. An example of the moon and a person of knowledge. So the person of knowledge, he is like the moon. And the example of the devout worshipper, the one who worships Allah sincerely in devotion and consistently, correctly and properly, he is like the stars in the sky. If we look and we ponder and we think and reflect about the full moon, and we see that this is a sign from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, and from the greatest proofs of His power and authority, and His knowledge and His wisdom, and that He is able to do all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the moon is in the sky, and how it traverses and it changes. And the likes like this, this is an amazing affair. From the ayatu min ayatillahi Azza wa Jal, that indicates His greatness and His majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all of us, may Allah bless you and increase you in good. All of us, we have seen the moon on a full moon's night. And subhanAllah, every month, if a believer, he sees the full moon, it's as if he never saw it before. He's amazed at its beauty. The first time he sees it, and it's like every time he sees it, like the first time he sees it. Every time you see the full moon, it's like it's new again, and it's so beautiful. And it draws your attention, you say, Allahu Akbar, the full moon. SubhanAllah, look how beautiful it is. Look how full it is. Look how bright it is. Look how amazing it is. In this manner, like this, every time that when he sees the full moon, he will be amazed with the beauty of the full moon. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has made the resemblance to the person of knowledge. So just as the moon, it is beautiful in itself. And just as the moon, it is amazing in itself. Likewise, the person of knowledge, with the knowledge, he has beautified himself and he has adorned himself. And that knowledge is a means for his decoration and adornment. and that knowledge is a means for his light. And therefore he himself, he has beautified and adorned himself with knowledge. And he is known by way of his good speech and his noble manners and his conduct. He's not hasty and the likes like this. And his lofty status because of his knowledge. Just like the moon, it is high in the sky. Likewise, the person of knowledge, he is high in the society. And just like the moon, it is bright in the sky and it is beautiful in the sky. Just like that, the person of knowledge, he is beautiful. And he is amazing and beneficial likewise in the society. And this is in himself, but likewise we see on the full moon night that the people, they can see through the darkness. And that the light of the moon, it pierces the darkness. And whenever the night has a full moon, the night is very clear and people can see outside. Even it's been narrated about Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, that he wrote his book, Tariq al-Kabir, fil liyali al-Mukmira. He wrote that book about the narrators of hadith, Tariq al-Kabir, rahimahullah, yani in the Prophet's masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fil liyali al-Mukmira, and the nights, the moonlit nights. Yani because the sun, the moon is so bright whenever it is full from the light that it has, that people are able to benefit from it. So like that, barakallahu fikum, the person of knowledge. He has adorned himself with knowledge, and therefore he is beautiful in himself, and his creed, and his manners, and his conducts, and his worship, and his dealings, and his transactions with the people. He's beautiful and adored himself in the best way in this manner, but likewise others benefit from him, just like the moon. Just like the moon. So therefore his benefit is not restricted to himself. And the benefit that he has from his knowledge, it has rectified him and rectified his condition. And likewise, it is a means for others to benefit from him. And in this manner, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has made the resemblance. But likewise, on the other hand, the devout worshipper, the devout worshipper who worships Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is upright upon his worship, no doubt. Likewise, he himself also has light. And he himself also, he has much goodness in his worship. And he is praiseworthy likewise. But if we see, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared him to the stars and the sky, to the planets in the sky. And we see that compared to the moon, those lights are few. But likewise, when we look into the sky, we see the stars or the planets and the lights like this, we see them and they're beautiful. Especially whenever we go into the countryside, whenever there's not any extra lights from electricity and the lights like this, and a person, he can see the stars in the sky, we say, Allahu Akbar, look at the stars in the sky, and they'll be amazing. And like this, likewise, the devout worshippers, they have that light. But the light that they have compared to the moon is very little. And the light that they have, it does not go beyond it. The light of the sun, or excuse me, of the light of the star or the planet, that it's restricted to itself. And even if it stretches some or it goes out some, it does not go out far. And like that, a person who is a devout worshipper, his worship is a means for light and beauty for himself. But that light does not stretch far or does not reach far. Rather, it's restricted to himself or at very minimum, those who are close to him. Those who are close to him. No doubt, somebody may not be a person of knowledge or a student of knowledge, but he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon insight, and he's known for that. Those brothers that we know who fast on Al-Ithnain and Khamis, and they're known for fasting, and they're devout in their worship, and those brothers who are competing for their front rows, and they're known for their devotion and worship, they have this light, and they have this goodness. And even though they don't have knowledge to benefit others, but even still they have benefit with them. And many of the people, whenever we see them, we see the light of their ibadah and the goodness that they have, and we strive to follow them and be like them and compete with them. So likewise, they have good and they have benefit, and it even affects others. But in comparison to the full moon, it is very little. In comparison to the full moon, it is very little. So this is the example of the people of knowledge and the devout worshippers of this ummah. The people of knowledge, their light is like the full moon, and is bright, and they are very beautiful. They are very, and they are adorned. They are adorned with knowledge. They are adorned with conduct and manners that is pleasing. Whenever they speak, light comes, and people benefit, and they are able to see their way through the darkness, and they are able to rectify their condition. Whenever the people of knowledge speak, the hearts, they become soft, and the people, they benefit, and they rectify their condition, and they leave off the sins, and they comply to the commandments that they mention from the Book of Allah, and from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like this, they're like the moon in this manner. beautiful in themselves, bringing beauty and light to the rest of the creation. As for the devout worshippers, likewise, they have beauty in themselves, and they have much goodness with them, and even they have effect on others as well, likewise. But compared to the full moon, then this is much, much, much less. Much, much less. So likewise, it has been narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to clarify this example, and no doubt this is a clear clarification of the virtue of knowledge, and seeking knowledge over worship and being devoted to worship alone, and proper worship and good worship. But knowledge, it takes precedence, and knowledge is more virtuous and better, and has been narrated from the Haditha Abi Umamah radiyallahu anhu, and collected by Imam Tirmidhi. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِي عَلَى أَدْنَاكُمْ. That the virtue of the person of knowledge over the devout worshipper is like my virtue over the lowest of you. Like my virtue over the lowest of you. And the virtue and the status of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam compared to the lowest Muslim, and the lowest degrees, from the lowest ranks of the Muslims, the virtue between them, this is the virtue between the person of knowledge and the devout worshipper. This is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has mentioned. Again, clarifying that the knowledge, it takes precedence, and knowledge, it has more virtue than worship, and he's seeking knowledge and learning and teaching. And because of this, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, لَيْسَ بَعْدَ الْفَرَائِضِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ طَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. There is nothing after performing the obligatory affairs more virtuous than seeking knowledge. There is nothing after performing the obligatory affairs, the obligatory actions. There is nothing after that more virtuous than seeking knowledge. Than seeking knowledge. And likewise, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ صَلَاتِ النَّافِلَةِ. طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ صَلَاتِ النَّافِلَةِ. That seeking knowledge, it is more virtuous than the non-obligatory prayer. It is more virtuous and better than the non-obligatory prayer. And we know that from the actions, the best of the actions is salat. And this is the second pillar, the obligatory salat, the second pillar of Al-Islam. And from the best of the non-obligatory actions, likewise, salat, the non-obligatory prayer. But according to Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, and many of the ulama, they have this opposition likewise, like Nawawi, rahimahullah, wa Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. They have mentioned that seeking knowledge, it is more virtuous. It is more virtuous than the non-obligatory prayer. Rather, it is more virtuous than all of the non-obligatory actions. It is more virtuous even than all of the non-obligatory actions. And this is because what is clarified in this example, and that is the virtue of knowledge and the person of knowledge, that he benefits first from that knowledge himself, and he adorns himself with that knowledge and his creed and belief and with his worship and his manners and conduct and his dealings. And likewise, others, they benefit from him as well. Others, they benefit from him as well. So therefore, naf'u al-'alim muta'addin, the benefit of a person of knowledge, it reaches out. He benefits from it, and so do others. So do others. As for the one who fasts, for example, the non-obligatory fast, or he stands in the non-obligatory prayers, then no doubt he has benefit. He has a great benefit. And this is not in order to belittle or to put down the non-obligatory actions, but rather just to clarify which one is more virtuous. Which one is more virtuous. So no doubt the one who fasts, the non-obligatory fast, he has a lot of good with him. But that good, it is restricted to himself. And the one who stands in the night prayer, for example, or in the duha prayer, for example, he has a lot of khair with him and good and benefit, but that benefit is restricted to himself. As for the one who spends his time learning and becoming proficient in the knowledge, then not only does he benefit, but the rest of the creation benefits. And no doubt, the one who benefits the people the most, he is the one who is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is most beneficial for the people. He is the one who has a greater reward with Allah azza wa jal. There are many narrations with regards to this. And it's very beneficial to have insight and to be aware of the narrations of the Salaf in order to be upon what they're upon, inwardly and outwardly and sincerely and truthfully. And from this, we see it is narrated from Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And this is again clarifying the virtue of knowledge and how it is more virtuous and better
than even the non-obligatory actions like salat and fasting. He said, لَأَنْ أَتَعَلَّمَ بَابًا مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَأُعَلِّمُهُ مُسْلِمًا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ تَكُونَ لِي الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا أَجْعَلُهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He said, the fact that I would learn one chapter from the chapters of knowledge, any one aspect of knowledge, for example, to learn the masala of tahara, and one chapter, he says, rahimahullah, for me to learn one aspect of the deen from the aspects of knowledge and then to teach that to a Muslim, this is more beloved to me than I would have all of the dunya, and I would give it in charity in the path of Allah. Clarifying that seeking knowledge and applying it and teaching it is more virtuous than even giving charity and wealth and the likes like this, because of the goodness that comes about from the knowledge and the light that the people have and the rectification that they find and the goodness that they have in their hearts and then in their homes and their families and in their communities. And the knowledge brings life to them and draws them near to Allah and to His mercy, and their worship is correct and their creed is rectified. All of this happens by way of knowledge, not by way of wealth. So therefore, the Salaf, they understood this, and they will strive to teach the people. They will strive to teach the people, and to learn first and foremost, and then to teach the people to have this virtue, to have this virtue. And likewise, it has been narrated from Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala. He died in the year 181. He mentioned, he said, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا إِرْتَفَعَ مِثْلَ مَالِكٍ. He said, I never seen anybody reach a status like Malik, Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala. I never saw anybody reach a status like Malik, and in his heights, and his level, and his ranks, and goodness, and khair, and this life. So he said, لَيْسَ لَهُ كَثِيرٌ لَيْسَ لَهُ كَثِيرُ صَلَاتٍ وَلَا سِيَامٍ. He said, I didn't know him to have a lot of salat and siyam, meaning non-obligatory salat and non-obligatory siyam. He said, إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ سَرِيرًا. Except he must have had something secret that he used to do between him and Allah. And he is pondering over Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, how he reached this great status. And Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he died in the year 179. So for over 1200 years, his name is being mentioned, and his madhab is being followed, and his understanding has been followed. And from his knowledge and his rank, and people have been sending prayers on him and making dua for him, rahimahullah, 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 for literally ages, for a very long time. Allahu Akbar. How did he reach this status? He mentioned he was not known for a lot of non-obligatory salat. He was not known for a lot of non-obligatory fasting. So he said maybe he had some affair that was something between him and Allah Azza wa Jalla that other people did not know about. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah ta'ala, he commented on this narration. He said, مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَنَشْرِهِ أَفْضَرُ مِنْ نَوَافِرِ السَّوْمِ وَالصَّلَاتِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ بِهِ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That what he was upon with regards to knowledge and spreading that knowledge is much more virtuous than non-obligatory fasting and non-obligatory salat. And this is for the one who is sincere and he does it for the sake of Allah. The one who is sincere and he does it for the sake of Allah. So therefore, this is how Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, he reached the status and he reached this rank, and he by knowledge, and by showing preference to knowledge, and by becoming proficient and strong and firmly grounded in knowledge, and then after that, being a means to help the Muslims, being a means to guide the people, being a means to spread the sunnah, being a means to clarify the tawheed, being a means to help the people out of the darkness of misguidance and the darkness of shubuhat, and out of the darkness of sins and desires and whims, out of the darkness of shahawat and the likes like this. They aid the people of knowledge, they aid the people upon this, and they clarify this for them, and they're a means of the rectification of the ummah. In this manner, they have the great reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, فَضُلْ عَارِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضُلْ قَمَرِ عَلَى سَائِلِ الْكَوَاكِبِ لَيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ. يعني عَلَى الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ عَلَى سَائِلِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. That the virtue of the person of knowledge over the devout worshipper is like the virtue of the moon on a full moon's night, over the rest of the stars, Here we see, barakallahu fikum, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, عَلَى سَائِرْ أَلْكَوَاكِبْ. عَلَى سَائِرْ أَلْكَوَاكِبْ. Over the rest of أَلْكَوَاكِبْ. Many times أَلْكَوَاكِبْ, I mean, this is the plural of kokab, and it is translated to be star.
But also, Kawkab is also translated to be a planet. And many times, Al-Kawakib, whenever they're referred to, they're referring to the planets. And this is something that Ibn Rajab, he mentioned in his explanation, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, ala sa'ir al-kawakib. And he did not say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala sa'ir al-nujum, over the rest of the planets. And he did not say over the rest of the stars. And he's making a difference between the translation here. So over the rest of the kawakib, yani the planets in the sky. And the planets, it is known that the people who navigate by the stars and the sky and the likes like this, they do not rely upon the planets because they're not as consistent in their movements and the likes like this as the stars. And the stars, they're the ones that are relied upon. So similarly like this, the devout worshipper, although he has light and although he is beneficial for the ummah and also he is an adornment for the sky likewise, but he is not a means of guidance, any true guidance like the moon. And like the people of knowledge. As for the people of knowledge, then whenever they come, their light, it reaches them and they're guided. And like that, the moon, whenever it comes, the people, they can see clearly in the streets and in the avenues, and they know which way to go, and they are safe from harm. So likewise, this is another aspect of the example, or the tashbih, between these affairs. So we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's clarifying that this is like the darkness. The darkness is like ignorance. This is something Ibn Qayyim, he has mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Likewise, Ibn Qayyim, he has some very beautiful and beneficial commentary and explanation of this hadith as well in his book Miftah Dar al-Sa'adah. Miftah Dar al-Sa'adah. He mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, some of these benefits we read, and from the beneficial statements of Ibn Qayyim, rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, وَفِي التَّشْبِيهِ الْمَذْكُورِ لَطِيفَةٌ أُخْرَى. That in this resemblance, or this example that has been mentioned, there's another subtle benefit. وَهُوَ أَنَّ الْجَهْلَ كَاللَّيْلِ فِي ظُلْمَتِهِ وَحِنْدِسِهِ. He said that the night, that ignorance is like the night in its cover and in its darkness, in its pitch darkness. And the ignorance is like darkness. And it's dhulumat. And it's like darkness. The ignorance is like darkness. A person, he cannot see the right way. Even so, some people, the ignorance will take them so far into the darkness, they will think that the truth is falsehood and the falsehood is truth. And they will think that something is good and in reality it is bad. And the opposite of this, because they cannot see. Because they cannot see, their hearts cannot see because of ignorance. So ignorance is like darkness, he says, and it's pitch blackness. And he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, wal ulama'u wal ubad bi manzilati al-qamari wal kawakib at-tari'a fi tilka al-dhulma. He said, and the people of knowledge and the devout worshippers, they are like the example of the moon and the stars that are rising high in this darkness. They're rising high in this darkness. It's dark outside. It's completely dark, but then the full moon, it comes, and it brings this beauty and this light. And likewise, the stars, they're twinkling in the sky, and they're bright. And likewise, there as well. And the planets in the sky, they're beautiful in this manner. And they move the darkness. They remove the darkness whenever the light comes. The darkness, it goes away in this manner. So he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَفَضْلُ نُورِ الْعَالِمِ فِيهَا عَلَى نُورِ الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ نُورِ الْقَمَرِ عَلَى الْكُوَاكِبِ. And the virtue, or the comparison of the virtue of the person of knowledge in that darkness and in that ignorance, yani, is like the light of, or compared to the light of the devout worshipper, is that of the light of the moon and the stars in the sky. So therefore we see that the ulama and the ubad, they're the zina of the deen. The beauty of the deen, the beauty of Islam. Whenever a person, he meets a person of knowledge, he benefits from him. And likewise, when an individual, he knows somebody who is upright, and maybe he is not from the scholars or from the students of knowledge, but he is somebody who is upon clarity in his deen, and he worships Allah upon insight, and he's devout, and he's sincere. There's much benefit from him in his manners, and the people, they follow him and benefit from him. And like this, the beauty of the deen and the beauty of the people of Islam, it lies in the people of knowledge and in the devout worshippers, those who are upright and worship Allah upon clarity. Those who are upright and worship Allah upon clarity. So this is a beautiful example, again, with regards to the moon and the people of knowledge, and likewise the rest of the stars and the planets in the sky, and the devout worshippers of the ummah. So likewise, just to clarify, those who are upright, the devout worshippers, This is not belittling them, but this is just clarifying the difference in virtue between them and the people of knowledge. But in reality, from the beauty of Al-Islam, and from the beauty and the best of the Muslims are those devout worshippers, those people who worship Allah daily, and they fulfill their obligations to their Lord, and they follow the sunnah of the Prophet upon clarity, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are also from the beauty of the ummah, and from the best of the ummah. Naam, yarfa'u Allahu alladhina amanu minkum, walladhina utul ilma darajat. But the people of knowledge, they have a higher and loftier rank. The people of knowledge, they have a higher and loftier rank. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, at this time, he presents a question, and it's very suitable and beneficial. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, فَكَيْفَ فَإِنْ قِيلَ, if it was said, somebody asked the question now, فَكَيْفَ وَقَعَ تَشْبِيهُ الْعَالِمْ بِالْقَمَرِ دُونَ الشَّمْسِ وَهِيَ أَعْظَمُ نُورًا. How come the resemblance of the person of knowledge was with the moon and not the sun, and the sun has even greater light? The sun has even greater light. And why was the example of the scholar or the person of knowledge not made with the sun? Because the light of the sun is even greater and even more bright. And no doubt, the people of knowledge, they have a great light. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, and this is from the subtle benefits that you find with the people of knowledge, particularly from the best of them who have clarified these details, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and his student here, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Qayyim, and likewise Ibn Rajab, and other than them from the ulama, but they have some of the greatest benefits and efforts in clarifying the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these beautiful benefits and details with regards to cultivating the soul upon iman and sincere faith, and reviving the heart and the life like this. He says, قِيلَ فِيهِ فَأَيْدَتَنْ. And the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used the moon as the resemblance and not the sun, and not the sun to the person of knowledge, there's two benefits with regards to this. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, إِحْدَاهُمَا, the first one, أَنَّ نُورَ الْقَمَرِ لَمَّا كَانَ مُسْتَفَادٍ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ كَانَ تَشْبِيهُ الْعَالِمِ الَّذِي نُورُهُ مُسْتَفَادٌ مِنْ شَمْسِ الرِّسَالَةِ بِالْقَمَرِ أَوْلَى مِنْ تَشْبِيهِهِ بِالشَّمْسِ. Allahu Akbar. He said, because the fact that the light of the moon, since it is actually borrowed and taken from other than it, the moon, it does not actually have light itself. The moon, it does not actually have light itself. Rather, the light of the moon, it comes from the sun. And to resemble this to the person of knowledge is very beneficial, because the person of knowledge, likewise, his light is also does not come from himself. He does not have light himself. Rather, the light of the person of knowledge, he benefits, and it comes from and is derived from the light or the sun of Ar-Risala, from the message, from the revelation. So the Qamar is more rightful for this example in this manner than the sun. And this is because the person of knowledge, his light, he does not have light himself. The ulama, they do not have revelation, and they are not safe like the messengers and the prophets and the likes like this, alayhi wassalatu wassalam, but they have obtained that inheritance, and the light that they have is gained from the revelation that has come with the prophets and messengers. And we have seen in the introduction of this seminar, alhamdulillah, that whenever Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to prefer the people of the prophets and messengers, he preferred them with knowledge. And therefore, they have revelation, and they have the message and prophethood with them. And as for the people of knowledge after them, then they have taken a portion of that. And accordingly, they shine, and accordingly, they have a light. So therefore, to refer the people of knowledge, or to make the example with the moon, is from this aspect. Because the light of the moon, it comes from the sun. And the light of the people of knowledge, it comes from the legislation and from the revelation. It comes from the legislation and from the revelation. So this is a beautiful benefit to ponder over and to think about. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, the second benefit of why it's more proper to resemble the person of knowledge here to the moon and not to the sun. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, الثانيه أن الشمس لا يختلف حالها في نورها ولا يلحقها محاق ولا تفاوت في الإضاءة. He says, as for the sun, then its condition or its state, it never changes, and with regards to its light. The light of the sun is not sometimes powerful and sometimes weak. Rather, it stays one, it's always shining bright. And it does not go through stages.
and does not fluctuate with regards to its light. He says, وَأَمَّا الْقَمَرْ فَإِنَّهُ يَقِلُّ نُورُهُ وَيَكْثُرُ وَيَمْتَلِئُ وَيَنْقُسُ. As for the moon, then verily the light of the moon, sometimes it is few and other times it is greater, and sometimes it is full and sometimes it is deficient. كَمَّا أَنَّ الْعُلَمَاءِ فِي الْعِلْمِ عَلَى مَرَاتِبِهِمْ مِنْ كَثْرَتِهِ وَقِلَّتِهِ. Just like this, the people of knowledge as well, they are also according to their stages and levels, according to their knowledge, with having an abundance of knowledge or having fewer or less knowledge. So therefore he says, رحمه الله تعالى, فَيُفَضَّلُ كُلٌّ مِّنْهُمْ فِي عِلْمِهِ بِحَسِبِ كَثْرَتِهِ وَقِلَّتِهِ. So every one of them, and he from the people of knowledge, then his virtue is accordingly, according to how much knowledge he has, or the less amount of knowledge that he has. وَظُهُورِهِ وَخَفَائِهِ. And how apparent his knowledge is, and how unapparent or hidden his knowledge is. And there are people of knowledge who have obtained a great abundance of knowledge, but they are not spreading the knowledge in the manner of others. For example, Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, Shaykh Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, they had made great efforts, and they had reached great status, and they're well known, and their knowledge is spread wide. And the ulama, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah before them, Ibn Qayyim likewise, their knowledge is spread wide, and therefore they have a great portion of that light, and they have a great portion of that virtue. And maybe there are other people of knowledge likewise who are also very knowledgeable, and they have a great portion of that light, but it was not apparent to the people in the same manner. It was not spread to the people in the same manner. So we see that their light is different. And also likewise, some of the people of knowledge, they are more firmly grounded than others. And some of the people of knowledge, they have a greater portion of that knowledge than others. Although all of them may be from the people of knowledge and maybe from the upright ulama, but they fluctuate and they vary in their status and their rank. And just like that, the moon likewise, its light, it fluctuates and it varies in its brilliance. Whenever there's a full moon, the light is bright and beautiful and the benefit is great. And then whenever it gets smaller and smaller, and likewise the benefit and the beauty, likewise it goes away accordingly. This is the aspect of this example that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has made in this narration. So he says, كَمَا يَكُونُ الْقَمَرُ كَذَلِكَ. So the moon is like that as well. فَعَارِمٌ كَالْبَدْرِ لَيْلَةَ تَمِّهِ وَآخَرُ دُونَهُ بِلَيْلَةٍ ثَانِيَةٍ وَثَالِثَةٍ وَمَا بَعْدَهَا إِلَى آخِرِ مَرَاتِبِهِ وَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. So there is a person of knowledge, he's like a badr, he's like a full moon in his knowledge. He's like a full moon in his knowledge and his teaching and his manners and his conduct and his benefit for the people. He's like a full moon whenever it's full, on that night whenever it's full and it's beautiful and it's adorned in the best manner, full of light and full of benefit and full of khair. And there are other people of knowledge likewise that are full of benefit as well, but it's lesser than that by one night or two nights. And according to the moon and the light and the stages, also according to the light and the darkness, or the benefit that it brings. In this manner, he says, وَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And the people of knowledge, they are ranks and status with Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His grace and from His mercy to raise us with knowledge, and to raise our families with knowledge, and to raise this ummah with knowledge, and to make learning beloved to us, and make it easy for us to strive and to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to apply that. Likewise, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned another question for this example. He says, فَإِنْ قِيلَ تَشْبِيهُ الْعُلَمَاءِ بِالنُّجُومِ أَمْرٌ مَعْلُومٌ. So somebody might say now, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that to resemble the people of knowledge to the stars, this is something that is known. He said, كَقَوْلِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَصْحَابِكَ النَّجُومِ. And he liked the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my companions, they're like the stars. And he's referring to this narration, and Allah knows best, this narration is weak. But no doubt, the people of knowledge, they have referred to the people of knowledge as stars. And we will see some examples of that. So the hadith is weak, and the description of this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's something that is known amongst the people of knowledge. That the people of knowledge, the ulama, they're like the stars in the sky. So he's saying that in this case here, this is something that is known. He said, وَلِهَذَا هِيَ فِي تَعْبِيرُ الرُّؤْيَا عِبَارَةٌ عَنَ الْعُلَمَا. And because of this, those people who interpret dreams, they always interpret the stars, if they see them in dreams, to be the people of knowledge. فَكَيْفَ وَقَعَ تَشْبِيهُهُمْ هُنَا بِالْقَمْرِ. So how come the example now has come here with the moon instead of the stars?
And if the people of knowledge, they're like the stars. So how come they did not come in this example as the stars here? Ibn Qayyim, he says the answer, it will be said to this person, أَمَّا تَشْبِيهُ الْعُلَمَ بِالنُّجُومِ فَلِأَنَّ النُّجُومَ يُهْتَدَى بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَكَذَلِكَ الْعُلَمَ. He said, as for making the resemblance of the people of knowledge to the stars, then this is because the stars, they are a means of guidance in the darkness, in the land and in the sea. And likewise, the people of knowledge. وَالنُّجُومُ زِينَةٌ لِلسَّمَاءِ وَكَذَلِكَ الْعُلَمَاءِ زِينَةٌ لِلْأَرْضِ. He said, and likewise the stars, they are an adornment and a beauty for the sky, and also the people of knowledge. The ulama, they are an adornment and a beauty for the earth. وَهِيَ رُجُومُ لِلشَّيَاطِينِ هَائِلَةٌ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ اسْتِرَاقِ السَّمَعِ. And likewise the stars, they are missiles that drive away the devils, the shayateen, and keep them and block them from listening to the revelation. لِيَلَّا يَلْبِسَ بِمَا يَسْتَرِقُونَهُ مِنَ الْوَحِيِ الْوَارِدِ إِلَى الرُّسُلِ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَى أَيْدِ مَلَائِكَتِهِ. وَكَذَلِكَ الْعُلَمَاء رُجُومٌ لِلشَّيَاطِينِ الْإِنْسِ الَّذِينَ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. But likewise, the ulama also, they are missiles driving away the devils from mankind. They're like missiles driving away the devils from mankind, those who inspire one another to decorate their speech and falsehood and deception. فَالْعُلَمَاءُ رُجُومٌ لِهَذَا الصِّنْفِ مِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ. So the people of knowledge, they're like missiles driving away these type of devils, any devils from mankind who mislead the people with false speech, and they decorate their speech and they cover the falsehood with the truth and the likes like this, trying to mislead the people. The ulama, they reveal that and they clarify that and they remove that and refute that, alhamdulillah. So likewise, they're rujum also for this type of people. He said, وَلَوْلَاهُمْ لَطُمِسَتْ مَعَالِمُ الدِّينِ بِتَلْبِيسِ الْمُضِلِّينَ. And if it was not for the fact that Allah has blessed the people of knowledge to strive in this manner, then the rights and teachings of the deen would be wiped out and be removed by the misguided ones, how they cover up the truth with the falsehood, and they mix the truth with the falsehood. He said, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَقَامَهُمْ حُرَّاسًا وَحَفَظَةً لِدِينِهِ وَرُجُومًا لِعَدَائِهِ وَعَدَائِ رُسُلِهِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made the people of knowledge as guards and protectors for His deen. And He has made them as missiles driving away the enemies, His enemies and the enemies of His messengers. He said, فَهَذَا وَجْهُ تَشْبِيهِهِمْ بِالنُّجُومِ. So this is the aspect of what has been mentioned of resembling the people of knowledge to the stars. So he's agreeing, yani, that no doubt in some cases one could resemble the people of knowledge to the stars. And this is something that is known. And it has come from Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala that he said, إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْعُلَمَاء فَمَالِكٌ النَّجْمِ. He said, if the people of knowledge are mentioned, then Malik, he's a star. And in his beauty and his brilliance and his knowledge and his height and his rank. And if the people of knowledge are mentioned, then Malik huwa najm, and he's high in rank, high in the sky. And rahimahullah ta'ala. Likewise, it has been narrated from Abi Muslim al-Khawlani, from the Tabi'een, from the greatest of the Tabi'een. He died in the year 62, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, مَثَلُ الْعُلَمَاء فِي الْأَرْضِ مَثَلُ النُّجُومِ فِي السَّمَاءِ إِذَا بَدَأَتْ لِلنَّاسِ اهْتَدَوْا بِهَا وَإِذَا خَافِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ تَحِيَّرُوا. That the example of the people of knowledge in the earth is that of the example of the stars in the sky. If the stars appear to the people, then they are guided by way of them. And if the stars are hidden from them, then they are misled and in confusion. And in the people, they used to use the stars as a means of guidance. And if the sky is clear, they would see the stars clearly and they would be guided the right. But if there was cover and they were not able to see any of the stars because of the clouds in the sky and the likes like this, then they would be lost and they would not know which way to go. So like this, the people of knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has referred to this. Likewise, referring to the stars. This is what Ibn Qayyim, he was referring to. Rahimahullah ta'ala, that Allah, He is the one who has made the stars in the sky so that you can be guided by way of them in the darkness, in the land, and the sea. So this is the case, that the stars, they are a means of guidance. And likewise, the people of knowledge in the earth, they are a means of guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, and this is another verse that Ibn Qayyim, he was referring to. Rahimahullah ta'ala, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِحِ
وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. That verity we have adorned the nearest heaven with lamps, and he meaning with stars, and we have made them as missiles, as missiles that are driving away the devils, the shayateen. So like this, likewise, the stars in the sky, nam, they are a means of guidance for the people in the land, and likewise, they are a means of beautification in the sky, and likewise, they are a means to drive away the devils, but the people of knowledge in the earth, likewise, they are a means of guidance for the people, and also they are an adornment for mankind, and also they are the means to drive away the people of falsehood and the devils from mankind, and those who bring misguidance. And they are the guardians of the earth. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 161 from the great scholars of hadith. He said, Al-Malaikatu Hurrasu Sama' wa Ahlul Hadithi Hurrasul Ard. That the angels, they are the guardians of the heavens. And the people of hadith, they are the guardians of the earth. They are the guardians of the earth. They guard the earth with their knowledge, the clarification of the deen, of al-hakam al-shar'iyya, al-halal wal-haram. They clarify this to the people and they bring the goodness in this manner. So no doubt we see from this aspect that the people of knowledge, they are similar to the stars. And every aspect that has been mentioned in the Qur'an, Allah, he mentioned in the Qur'an three aspects and benefits from the stars, and likewise the ulama, they resemble the stars in that manner. So here the question again, what is the reason for the resemblance to the moon and not the stars? Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he answered the question. And he says, وَمَّا تَشْبِيهُهُمْ بِالْقَمَرِ. As for resembling the people of knowledge to the moon, فَذَلِكَ إِنَّمَا كَانَ فِي مَقَامِ تَفْضِيلِهِمْ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْعِبَادَةِ الْمُجَرَّدَةِ. This is only with regards to clarifying their virtue over the people who stick to worship alone. وَمُوَازَنَةِ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا مِنَ الْفَضْلِ. And to compare and to measure the difference, or to weigh the difference between the two in virtue. وَالْمَعْنَى أَنَّهُمْ يَفْضُلُونَ الْعُبَادَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسُوا بِعُلَمَا كَمَا يَفْضُلُ الْقَمَرُ سَائِلَ الْكَوَاكِبِ. The meaning of the narration is that the people of knowledge, they are more virtuous, or their virtue over the devout worshippers is like those who do not have, they're not ulama, the devout worshippers who are not ulama, is like the virtue of the moon over the rest of the kawakib, over the rest of the kawakib. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, فَكُلٌ مِنَ التَّشْبِيهَيْنِ لَائِقٌ بِمَوْضِعِهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. That each one of these resemblances, each one of these resemblances and examples is suitable and proper in its specific place. Alhamdulillah. And if we want to make the example of the scholars as the stars, then it's clarified in that which has preceded. Likewise, if we want to compare the virtue of the people of knowledge over the devout worshippers, then this is the example here. And this has likewise been clarified. Alhamdulillah. So therefore, the people of knowledge, they have this great virtue. And they are lofty in their ranks, and they are high in their levels, and in their ranks with Allah, and their status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the people of worship, they are likewise lofty and high, and from the best of the ummah, but better and more virtuous. And that is the point from the narration, the people of knowledge, to show the virtue of knowledge, and thus hearing this, and hoping to strive to have a portion of that knowledge, and to share with them in that light, and to strive to rectify oneself, and to be like a moon, to be bright in the sky, and to pierce the darkness, and to remove the shubuhat, and to remove the shahawat and the falsehood, and to adorn oneself with the beautiful manners of the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to adorn oneself with the beautiful methodology and speech and actions and conduct of the salaf as-salih, to be upright, truly, inwardly and outwardly, in conduct, and in deed, and in speech. This is what a believer, he will strive to learn to be like them, and to hope to have a portion to share with that that virtue, and to be from the people of knowledge, whether he is a student, or whether he reaches the ranks of the ulama. This is something that he hopes for, and he loves the people of knowledge, and he loves knowledge, and he strives his best to obtain what he can. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned, وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاء وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاء وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِنَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمَ فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. In verity, the ulama, the people of knowledge, the scholars, they are the inheritors of the prophets. They are the inheritors of the prophets. In verity, the prophets, they did not leave as an inheritance dinar or dirham. Any dinar or dirham, any gold and silver, money. They did not leave any money behind as an inheritance. They did not leave dollars and the likes like this, but rather they only left knowledge. That which they left as an inheritance with the people, for the people to obtain, it is knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever obtains and takes a portion of that knowledge, then verily he has gained and he has obtained a great and beneficial portion, yani of goodness in this life and in the hereafter. So we see likewise Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he has some beneficial statements that he mentioned with this. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, هذا من أعظم المناقب لأهل العلم فإن الأنبياء خير خلق الله فورثتهم خير الخلق بعدهم. He said that this is from the greatest virtues of the people of knowledge. The statement right here is from the greatest virtues of the people of knowledge. The fact that the people of knowledge, the scholars, they are the inheritors of the prophets. They are the inheritors of the prophets. This is from the greatest of the manaqib and the virtues of the people of knowledge. And this is because the anbiya, the prophets, they are the best of the creation of Allah. The best of the creation of Allah. Allah, He created the creation and He selected and He chose for mankind the best of them. And He revealed to them and He gave them prophethood and knowledge. And this has proceeded, alhamdulillah. And they are the best of the creation and the nearest to Allah. And the most beloved to Allah, the prophets of Allah and His messengers. Alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَوَرَثَتُهُمْ خَيْرُ الْخَلْقِ بَعْدَهُمْ. And those who inherit them, they are the best of the creation after them. They are the best of the creation after them. I remember hearing one time I visited Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, rahimahullah ta'ala, and from the benefits that I remember from his gathering, rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned, يَجِبُ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَعْتَقِدَ أَنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ صَفْوَةُ الْبَشَرِ صَفْوَةُ الْبَشَرِ. He says, it's an obligation. It's an obligation for a Muslim to believe that the people of knowledge, they're the best of mankind. The best of mankind, the upright scholars, the upright and steadfast scholars of the Sunnah, they're the best of the creation. This is what Ibn Qayyim, likewise, he is mentioning here, rahimahullah ta'ala. فَوَرَثَتُهُمْ خَيْرُ الْخَلْقِ بَعْدَهُمْ. That the best of the people after the prophets and messengers, they are those who inherit them. And according to that which they inherit from their knowledge and from their action, and from the knowledge and from their action and conduct, likewise, they will be the best. So therefore, the best of the creation after the prophets and messengers, they are the people of knowledge. And coming down the line, likewise, after that, the students of knowledge. And the people of knowledge, they used to say that the one whoever seeks this hadith, فَقَدْ طَلَبَ عَلَى مَرَاتِبِ الدُّنْيَا, that verily he has sought and he is searching for the highest levels of this life. The best thing in this life is knowledge. Is to seek knowledge of Allah, and knowledge of His deen, and knowledge of His messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَكُونَ خَيْرَ النَّاسِ فَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَكُونَ خَيْرَ النَّاسِ. The one who seeks this knowledge, it's incumbent for him to be the best of the people. And the one who seeks it sincerely, and he applies it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he's truthful and honest with Allah in that, he will be from the best of the people. Rather, he will be the best of the people, according to his efforts and striving. So the people of knowledge, they're the best of the creation, after the prophets and messengers. And this is clear here, because they have inherited them. Ibn Qayyim, he says, to clarify this, وَلَمَّا كَانَ كُلُّ مَوْرُوثٍ يَنْتَقِلُ مِرَاثُهُ إِلَى وَرَثَتِهِ إِذْ هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُومُونَ مَقَامَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ لَمْ يَكُمْ بَعْدَ الرُّسُولِ مَنْ يَكُومُ مَقَامَهُمْ فِي تَبْلِيغِ مَا أُرْسِلُوا بِهِ إِلَّا الْعُلَمَى فَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ النَّاسِ بِمِرَاثِهِمْ. That just like the one who he dies and he leaves an inheritance, that inheritance, it goes to his inheritors. And no one could inherit him except those who are near to him. And those who inherit him, they take his place with that inheritance. And the wealth that he had before, he used to do what he likes with it. Now he has left it behind for his inheritors. And now they're the one who are taking his place and dealing with that. And no one was able to establish that properly with regards to conveying the message and that which the messengers were sent with, except for the people of knowledge. So therefore, they're the most rightful people to this inheritance, because they're the ones who are establishing that properly. And this is a clear clarification, likewise, of knowledge, that this is what the people of knowledge, they have left behind. And the people of knowledge, they're the closest people to the prophets and messengers. Just like the one who leaves an inheritance, his inheritance and his wealth, it goes to the nearest of people, to him, his closest of kin. The people who are further away from him, he doesn't get that portion. Or even if they do get a portion of his inheritance, the further they are away from him, the lesser they get. The closer they are, the better the portion is. And like that, the people of knowledge, likewise, with regards to the inheritance of the prophets, with regards to the inheritance of the prophets. Ibn Qayyim, he indicated this likewise. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَفِي هَذَا تَنْبِيهٌ عَلَى أَنَّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ النَّاسِ إِلَيْهِمْ. And this is an indication, likewise, that the people of knowledge, they are the nearest people to the prophets. فَإِنَّ الْمِيرَاثَ إِنَّمَا يَكُونُ لِأَقْرَبِ النَّاسِ إِلَى الْمَوْرُوثِ. Because the inheritance, it only goes to the nearest of the people, who to the nearest of the people from the one who left the inheritance behind. وَهَذَا كَمَا أَنَّهُ ثَابِتٌ فِي مِيرَاثِ الدِّينَارِ وَدِرْهَمٍ فَكَذَلِكَ هُوَ فِي مِيرَاثِ النُّبُوَّةِ وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allahu Akbar. So he says, just like this is affirmed with regards to the inheritance of the money, the dinar and the dirham, the gold and the silver and the dollar, likewise, this is with regards to the inheritance of prophethood. This is with regards to the inheritance of prophethood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he specifies for his mercy those whom he wills. Those whom he wills. There are many more benefits likewise. I summarize some of them. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that likewise this is an indication that the people, they have to obey the people of knowledge. The people of knowledge who are upright and they command with the evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah, and they have the understanding of the Sahaba and the Salaf of the Ummah, they should be obeyed. And this is because they have received the inheritance. And those who they receive the inheritance from their rights, is that they are obeyed. That they are obeyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We have never sent a messenger except that he should be obeyed by the permission of Allah. So therefore, likewise, those who have that inheritance which they left behind from revelation and from knowledge of the halal and the haram and the likes like this, and of the awamir wa nawahi, the commandments and prohibitions, then likewise they should be obeyed. Just likewise as well, it's a right for the people to honor and respect the prophets and to never say anything with regards to them or defame them or speak bad about their honor or reputation. Likewise, the people of knowledge, no one should ever speak bad about them or say anything foul against them, or especially just how it is very severe to lie on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and on the prophets in general. It is also severe calamity and crime to lie against the people of knowledge. To lie against the people of knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man kadhaba alayhi muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'adahu min an-nar." That whoever lies on me on purpose, then verily let him prepare his seat in the hellfire. Then let him prepare his seat or his place in the hellfire. And likewise, the inheritors of the prophets, they have the same right. And lying on the scholars, or lying about the scholars, or lying to the scholars, it has the same reality. And in reality, they're lying about Allah. And they're lying about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is something likewise that is dangerous. So from the rights of the people of knowledge, those who are upright, is that they are honored and respected. And whenever they command with the clear evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah, they should be obeyed. They should be followed. They should be obeyed. And they should be followed. And they should be loved. So Ibn Qayyim, likewise, he mentioned, وَفِيهِ تَنْبِيهٌ عَلَى أَنَّ مَحَبَّتَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ وَبُغْضَهُمْ مُنَافٍ لِلدِّينِ. And likewise, this is the clarification that loving them, the people of knowledge, is from the deen. And also detesting them and disliking the people of knowledge, this is contrary to the deen. Just like this is established for those who they have inherited. And it's an obligation to love the prophets. And to dislike the prophets, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, this is in reality contrary to the deen. And taking the prophets as enemies, this is the worst of all ways. And going to war against the prophets and the likes, this is the worst of all ways. And likewise, taking the people of knowledge as enemies and going to war against them, likewise, this is a foul and filthy way. And this is contrary to the deen. He said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, كَمَا هُوَ ثَابِتٌ لِمَوْرُوثِهِمْ وَكَذَلِكَ مُعَادَاتُهُمْ وَمَحَارَبَتُهُمْ مُعَادَاتٌ وَمُحَارَبَةٌ لِلَّهِ كَمَا هُوَ فِي مَوْرُوثِهِمْ. So going against the people of knowledge and fighting against them and the likes like this, and taking enmity towards them, this is in reality going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like it is going against those who they have inherited, because they did not inherit the people of the dunya, rather they inherited the prophets. He mentioned a narration from Ali radiallahu anhu that he said, mahabbatu ulama deenun yudanu Allahu bihi. That loving the people of knowledge, this is a religion, this is a deen that one will worship Allah with. a person who will worship Allah with his love for the people of knowledge and his honor and respect for the people of knowledge. But that love and that honor, my noble brothers and sisters, it will be checked by the legislation. And we have seen the comparison between the people of knowledge, that they are loved according to their light and according to their steadfastness and obedience to Allah and His Messenger and according to their situation in accordance with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen likewise that there are people of knowledge who do not carry the knowledge properly, therefore they're not the same. So just as there are upright scholars and people of knowledge that we love them and we follow them, likewise there are people who imitate them and are not from them. And they're from the worst of the people. Those who imitate the people of knowledge, but they're not from them. And they use the knowledge to gain a worldly gain and something small from this life. Then they don't have the same right. And they don't have the same case. And you will find that from the days of old, all the way to this day, it continues that from the methodology of the people of Hawa, Ahlul Ahwa, the people of desires, and the people of innovation, and the people of misguidance, and the people who have enmity and hatred for Islam, the ways that they have to deviate the people and to cause confusion in the ranks of the Muslims is to create a distance. To create a distance between the layman and between the general population of the Muslims and the true people of knowledge. And the true people of knowledge. And from the ways that they do that, they have individuals who pretend to be from the people of knowledge and they're not. And they separate them from the people of knowledge. And this is a way of falsehood and this is a way of evil. The way of safety and the way of security and the way of goodness is to hold fast to the ulama of the sunnah, al-Rabbaniyin, the people who are known for steadfastness upon sunnah, salafiyah, the clear deen, the clear creed, that they have been known for time after time and their beards have become gray with experience and knowledge. These are the ones that we hold fast to. And the people who pop up here and there all of a sudden, Sheikh so-and-so and Sheikh so-and-so, and they speak ill of the people of knowledge whom we know, we beware of them, we be cautious from them. Because loving the people of knowledge is from the deen. But at the same time, it is also understood and it is kept in check with the legislation, and that the love of the messenger comes first, and that no one is perfect in everything they say with regards to this deen except the messenger of Allah. A believer, he says, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Muhammad, he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he received revelation. Therefore, it is known that no one after him is perfect in the affairs of the deen, and sometimes an individual, he is right and sometimes he is wrong. And the issue with the people of knowledge who are upright and good is that they are right more than they are wrong, and they have more khair with them, and sometimes they make errors. And this has been seen all the way with regards to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu, that they had made a mistake in particular issues of ijtihad. And this is something that is known. Abu Bakr, he made an interpretation of a dream. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَصَبْتَ فِي بَعْضِهِ وَأَخْطَأْتَ فِي بَعْدِهِ, that you were right in some of it and you are wrong in other parts. So no one after them likewise is going to be perfect, is going to always say something that is true. Rather, sometimes a person, he will find the truth and he will declare it properly, and other times maybe the people of knowledge will not reach that. But in any case, if they are from the ulama of the sunnah, then we excuse them in their mistake and we have an excuse for them, but we don't follow them in that. This is with regards to the four imams and with regards to those who come after them all the way to this day. All the way into this day. And this is the proper way. There has come in these times people who do not respect the people of knowledge. And they look for the one mistake and they try to drop the people of knowledge. And they try to take the people away from them. In reality, they want to take the place of the people of knowledge. And this is something that must be aware of. On the other hand, there are other people who declare the people of knowledge to be like saints and like they will never make a mistake, and they worship them like the Sufiya. They have this end and that end. But the people of the Sunnah, they are moderate with regards to this. We love the ulama and we follow them. But we follow the evidences and the proofs that they bring from the Quran and the Sunnah. We do not worship them and we do not raise them to the status of prophets and messengers. But we know their rank and we love them and we excuse them if they slip or if they have a mistake or error in particular issues. And this is the way of the people of knowledge. And this is the way of the people of knowledge. Alhamdulillah. So likewise, Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, with regards to the statement of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. And verily, the prophets, they did not leave behind dinar, and they did not leave behind dirham. They did not leave behind any wealth. إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. He said, this is because of the completeness. هَذَا مِنْ كَمَالِ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ وَعِظَ مِنْ نُصْحِهِمْ لِلْأُمَّةِ وَتَمَامِ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَعَلَى أُمَمِهِمْ. Now, this is from the the perfection and the completeness of the prophets, and from the greatness of their sincere advice for their nations, and from the perfection and the blessing of Allah upon them and upon their nations, that they were not preoccupied with the dunya. أنزح جميع العلل وحسم جميع المواد التي توهم بعض النفوس أن الأنبياء من جنس الملوك الذين يريدون الدنيا وملكها. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, excuse me, Allah Azza wa Jal, he saved the prophets from being like the kings. They were not like the kings and having the dominion and having money and wealth and leaving all this wealth and money behind, but rather what they left behind was knowledge, and they were safe from that. And likewise, the people of knowledge as well, they will follow that way. And the true upright people of knowledge, likewise, they will not move and give their fatwa based upon what they will earn from the dunya. Rather, they speak the truth. They speak the truth, and they teach, and they bring the good to the people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Our Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, Hafidhahullah ta'ala, he mentioned with regards to this portion, and in this closing the narration of Abi Darda radiallahu anhu, he says, "Yani, they didn't leave behind dinar or dirham. They didn't leave any wealth behind. Rather, they left behind knowledge." Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, he said, "Rahimahullah ta'ala, yani, whoever takes that portion gets a great portion. يعني أخذ بحظ عظيم لأن هذا الحظ في انتفاع الإنسان بنفسه ونفعه لغيره. يعني whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that verily the prophets or the ulama, they're the inheritors of the prophets, and the prophets, they did not leave behind any dinar or dirham, any wealth, but rather they left as inheritance knowledge. So therefore, whoever gets a portion of that knowledge, then he has got a great portion. Then verily he has taken an abundant portion." Yani meaning that he has taken a great portion, and this is because the one who gets this portion of knowledge and this good that they have left behind, alayhi salatu wasalam, he benefits himself. And likewise, he benefits others. فَيَكْفِي أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ شَرَفًا وَفَضْلًا أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَّاثِ الرَّسُولِ. It is sufficient to clarify the virtue and the honor and nobility of the people of knowledge that they are the inheritors of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَهَذَا الْمِيرَاثُ مُشَاءٌ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ. And this inheritance here, it is left widespread, for everyone. For everyone. لَيْسَ لِقَرِيبٍ دُونَ بَعِيدٍ. It is not for the people who are near and leaving off the people who are further away, and he liked the inheritance of the dunya. Rather, this inheritance is left for all mankind and not for anybody who would stand up and strive to obtain it. Nami said, "Wa la ahad duna ahad." It's not left for somebody and not for others. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مَنْ أَرَادَهُ. But rather, this knowledge is left for anybody who wants to get it. And then he reminded us, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, he says, "مَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ." That whoever Allah wants good for, he'll give him understanding in the deen. من أراد هذا العلم فإنه مبذول ولا لا يختص أحد دون أحد. He said that whoever wants this knowledge, then verily it is available. It is available. And it is not specific for one person and not for somebody else. وإنما هو للجميع. But rather this knowledge is for everybody. فمن أراد النصيب من هذا الميراث فما عليه إلا أن يتعلم العلم. So whoever wants to have a portion of this inheritance, he does not have to do anything except for start to learn, start to seek knowledge. وَأَنْ يَجْلِسَ لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. That he would sit to seek the knowledge. وَيَسْتَفِيدَ مِمَّنْ يُعَلِّمُ الْعِلْمِ. And that he would benefit from those who teach the knowledge. وَبِذَلِكَ يُحَصِّرُ نَصِيبًا مِنْ مِرَاثِ النُّبُوَّةِ. And in this manner, and by sitting in the gatherings of knowledge, and sitting with the students of knowledge, and sitting with the people of knowledge, and the scholars, and learning, and the gatherings of knowledge, and reading the books, and studying, and going over the books and the works of the people of knowledge, in this manner, a person, he can obtain his portion from the inheritance of prophethood. الَّذِي هُوَ الْعِلْمُ النَّافِعُ. الَّذِي هُوَ الْعِلْمُ النَّافِعُ. And this inheritance that they have left behind, what is it? It is the beneficial knowledge. It is the beneficial knowledge. So therefore, whoever obtains a portion of that inheritance, then he has obtained the greatest portion. And he is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants good for. Therefore, a believer, he will take heed with regards to this, and he will strive to learn. And this is something that the Salaf, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged. They encouraged. And I close with a narration that has been narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He says, أَنَّهُ مَرَّ بِالسُّوقِ فَوَجَدَهُمْ فِي تِجَارَاتِهِمْ وَبِيَاعَتِهِمْ. He said that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he passed by a market, and he found the people in their businesses and their trading and the likes like this, and they're selling, in their markets. فَقَالَ أَنْتُمْ هَهُنَا فِي مَا أَنْتُمْ فِيهِ وَمِيرَاثُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يُقَسَّمُ فِي مَسْجِدِهِ. He said, you people are over here doing what you're doing, and the inheritance of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is being divided in his masjid right now. فَقَامُوا سِرَاعًا إِلَى مَسْجِدِهِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. They all stood up at that time. The inheritance of the Prophet is being divided in his masjid. Oh, they all stand up and they hasten to the masjid. He said, it's been mentioned here, فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا فِيهِ إِلَّا الْقُرْآنَ وَالذِّكْرُ وَمَجَالِسِ الْعِلْمِ. So whenever they got to the masjid, they did not find anything except for the Qur'an and the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and the gatherings of knowledge. فَقَالُوا أَيْنَ مَا قُلْتَ يَا أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ. They said, came back to him and they said, Abu Hurairah, where is what you said? You said that there was an inheritance there. فَقَالَ هَذَا مِرَاثُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, that's the inheritance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يُقَسَّمُ بَيْنَ وَرَثَتِهِ. It's being right now divided amongst his inheritors. وَلَيْسَ بِمَوَارِيثِكُمْ وَدُنْيَاكُمْ. And it's not by your inheritance or from your dunya. So therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has come and he has conveyed the message and he has fulfilled the obligation that was upon him. And he did that in the best manner. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. And his companions after that, radiallahu anhum jameen, they have likewise carried that knowledge in the best manner and they have convey that to the ummah in the best way. And after them, the tabi'un, they carried the banner of the sunnah and they clarified that and they defended it. And whenever the people of innovation, they raised their head, they defended the sunnah and they stood up and they spread the knowledge properly and they clarified the aqidah and they started to author works and books and it was all clarified. It's been written down, it's been verified. And the sunnah has been collected and the aqidah has been defended, alhamdulillah, at the hands of the salaf al-salih, atba'a tabi'in after them, and tabi'ul atba'a, until al-Bukhari, he came, and Muslim, and Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nisa'i ibn Majah, Imam Ahmed, Rahmatullahi ala Jameed, they came and they collected the Sunnah, they defended it and they verified it, and they collected the creed, and they defended the creed and the Aqeedah, alhamdulillah, by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And everything has been clarified, and everything has been verified, and everything is made available to this day. Just like the Messenger, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, he mentioned, whoever wants to learn and get a portion of this inheritance, all he has to do now is sit down and learn. All he has to do now is go to the gatherings of knowledge, the knowledge of the gatherings of the upright students, those who are reliable and trustworthy, and they are known in their biographies, they are known in their life, and what has been apparent from them is goodness, and they're not known for harming the people, or deceiving the people, or using the people, or tricking the people, or being treacherous. They're known for other than that. They're known for piety, and they're known for honesty and truthfulness, even with their deficiency that they have. These are the ones that we benefit from. As for those who ascribe to knowledge, but that knowledge is not seen in their statement and action, then these people there are avoided and they are stayed away from. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me and you all beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the knowledge that He has blessed us with and that He has bestowed upon us a proof for us and not against us. And I praise Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for this opportunity to sit with my noble brothers and sisters and to review some of the knowledge and to study some of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is in reality the study of the Book of Allah and the study of Al-Islam and the Sunnah and the Messenger, the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us steadfastness and istiqamah in His deen and upon the Sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after that, I would like to thank my noble brothers at Sabil al-Rashad, particularly Al-Akh Ismail and Muhammad Hassan and those who are along with them. May Allah reward them for this great opportunity to study with you and to cooperate upon piety and righteousness with you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid them and to assist them and to bless them and to increase them in good in this life and in the hereafter, and to grant them beneficial knowledge and righteous actions and make them a light, and to give them sincerity and truthfulness in seeking knowledge and in teaching the people, and to make them a light and a benefit for their communities. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His mercy and His grace to forgive us our sins and to aid us and to support us in this life and the hereafter. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.